My heart is heavy and hurting. I'm here because I'm hoping my hero is here in this room today. I'm hoping you will listen and hear my plea. I am talking about the dispatch center. I am dispatch, not Bob, not Fred, not Randy, not Gary, not you. But for all dispatch situations that occur, it is your responsibility and ethical duty entrusted to you by all the Barnes County citizens to keep them safe. They trust that you do your homework before your decisions. My life moves forward even though many things were wrongfully done in the past. My experiences teach me, though, that no one will ever belittle me or disrespect or bully me ever again. I will cite only one example to you about what I am talking about. Working 11 years for Valley City Dispatch, I was disrespected. Some may call it workplace bullying. I tried to deal with it as any adult would. My supervisor swept it under the rug. It never went away. I did my job focusing on my customers. I prayed a lot, gave it away to God, and ignored the bully, as he never acknowledged me, just only to reprimand me or humiliate me in front of others. Time and change took care of this. When I was 8 months into being a Barnes County dispatcher, I was asked by Kim Franklin if I had ever taken a written dispatch test. I told her no. It is an APCO certification test. It is a state requirement for all dispatchers to have before they can dispatch. Jill Brewer of Richland County was contacted. Jill is in charge of the North Dakota APCO Association. Kim made arrangements to get the APCO study books, gave us 3 months to study. After this, I questioned this and emailed two people asking them why. The answer given was the boss wasn't going to put out more money for a test for each dispatcher. Andrea and Nancy were the only two APCO certified. Any dispatcher after that was never APCO certified. No one would find out. In other words, we weren't important enough to invest in or to spend money on. We were never sent to any quarterly dispatch training, any. Only Nancy and Andrea were privileged to receive this. I don't hold this against either of them. They as well just did as they were told, just more fortunate to be lucky enough to be two of the lucky few. No one ever did find out about this either until 12 years later. Kim spoke to the appropriate people on my behalf and I was shown mercy. Kim took the right steps, unfortunately having to clean up the previous messes of others' negligence. She didn't make a big deal out of it like I am doing now because I am angry for what others did to me and how they treated me in the past. I am only one in four North Dakota instructors now in the state able to teach emergency medical dispatch courses, which is another requirement for dispatchers to have. This is one small positive boost for Barnes County, which hopefully offsets the negative sideshow the testers and other state APCO officials were witness to in my wrongful dispatching for 11 years. Thanks to Kim, she turned a negative situation into a positive one. I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I just want you to step into my shoes for one tiny moment. Rhoda, our dispatch supervisor, walked out on us. Rhoda demanded a lot from me. I did what I was told. I rose above and beyond. I expected the same from her. She walked out, just up and left. I am angry with her. I will have to deal with that however time will allow. Not only did she walk out without notice, she took two more dispatchers with her as well. That leaves me, Megan, and Sarah, and Kim. Two night people and me, the one day person. I have one question. Can you work 7 days a week, 12-hour shifts with no lunch, no breaks? With the personal burdens I carry and the stress of the job, now the overload, do you see any liability issues here? No, wait, I have Kim. She is APCO certified and EMD certified, along with two deputies. She and a deputy could come down 1 or 2 days a week so that I could take a break and take care of my business for 3 or 4 months until we get others trained fully and legally to be awesome dispatchers. But we need Kim to make this happen. Kim created the guts in the new dispatcher center. All the policies and the procedures, all the new and updated information that we needed. When we came over from the city, the information we came over with was 80s and 90s information and no longer relevant or valid. It had been severely neglected. Dispatch was on a back burner. We dispatchers spent time taking care of walk-in customers, did court documents, entered parking citations, regular citations, sex offender updates, collected fees for citations, dog licenses, and tons more stuff. Dispatchers were used as city secretaries. Our phone customer service was lousy. We could spend no time on the phone with someone who really needed us as we were answering court lines, the chief's lines, administrative lines, drug task force lines, as well as the 911 lines along with the radio communications. A person calling in to pay a court fine or citation fine by credit card took up a lot of time and left little time for those who really needed the true purposes of dispatchers' services. At Barnes County Dispatch, hundreds and hundreds of hours were spent updating and researching to get the information needed to run an updated state-of-the-art center. I didn't do this. Rhoda didn't do this. Kim did this. Kim would draft the policies and procedures and then have us look them over for approval. She brought us into the process, making us feel like we were part of something important, something no one ever else has done. She made me feel accountable and worthy. Kim knows this center better than anyone. She also knows the right people. She knows who to call in a heartbeat when time is critical. We need Kim. She makes us a team, and she completes dispatch. You gave us more money, and we thank you. You tell us to answer more phone lines. We can do this. But only as one dispatcher, this leaves less time to work with critical callers, but we will do what you ask. Now please do one thing for us. Let us keep Kim. She treats us with dignity and respect and holds us accountable. My previous employers played games with me for 11 years only to benefit themselves. And don't tell me I don't know what I am talking about. I spent 11 years front and center in that previous place. I saw and heard most everything, was intimidated enough told to face forward and keep quiet one too many times. In the later days, I became physically ill when I had to go to work each day. Last of all, the time will come when we will have to pull out our code red books. Because of a critical incident such as an anhydrous ammonia spill, large tornado, hostage situation, a school shooting, a train derailment, or even an explosion, or even a terrorist attack. These incidences require a critical short time frame to save people's lives. It will happen. It is a process. You launch code red. If you can visualize, all the phones begin to ring nonstop, including all the 911 lines. The radio traffic on the radio start talking. All the channels calling in for help, requesting assistance. Only one dispatcher. First try to catch an open line. Better yet, get the personal cell and call in another dispatcher or Kim. Kim will immediately get other phone lines hooked up fast in the conference room. She can get people to man these phones as well in a heartbeat. She will get mutual aid started from other areas. Meanwhile, dispatchers, the few we have, will come in. Some will man the radios, others the phones. One will immediately head to the back dispatch station and start the code red launching process. She cannot be interrupted. She has to focus. She has to enter codes and passwords and start the launching process. She has to know the incident, identify the exact location of the incident, draw up the map area, make the phone recording that is going to get sent out to those citizens affected by the incident, then hope and pray it goes smooth. One dispatcher cannot do this, two dispatchers cannot do this. You need several. With Kim in place as she is now, this process is protected and will go smooth. She is dispatch trained. She has emergency management and incident command training. Along with her years of experience, she is a valuable asset. The larger cities in North Dakota cannot find someone with Kim's expertise and experience now and are drooling for her. If we lose her, I can't even begin to say what losers we all become. We have hardworking North Dakota people here trying to save our dispatch. Decisions based on assumptions, guesses, or ideas, or to have outsiders who have come along and decided what they want and get it is wrong for the Barnes County people. In a few years, these individuals will go back and retire back in their own home state and never give a rat's butt as to what happens again to the present or future of the dispatch or citizens' well-being in Barnes County. It makes no sense to me how one or two people can make critical and fast decisions without consulting dispatch, emergency emergency management, fire personnel, or researching the complexities that go on within our dispatch before making important decisions. We North Dakotans need to look out for each other like we always have done in the past. When you choose to become our dispatch hero and do what's right for the citizens of Barnes County, and not just to satisfy and please a few, you will have the devotion and backing of good North Dakotans, not just during your commission, but for as long as you walk the state of ours. Please do the right thing. See what Kim would like to do. Talk to her personally, and please keep her here with us in dispatch.